Welcome to the Revenue Marketing Report, powered by CaliberMind. This is the podcast for B2B marketers looking to get into leadership. I'm your host, Kamala Thompson, and today I'm joined by Nicholas Zeisler, or Z, as I'll be calling him throughout this podcast. Z, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about finding the voice of the customer. Where should we even start?
Well, you should start with, as my good friend, and he and I don't know each other, but as my good friend, Simon Sinek, would say, you have to start with why. What's the purpose of your VOC program? Yeah. Now, you'll recall, Pamela, that yesterday we discussed how marketing is so great at leveraging the voice of the customer. And in fact, they are, you know, the poster child, I think, for how we should approach VOC, which is we're looking for improvements we can make in our branding. We're looking for improvements we can make in our messaging and in our campaigning. The whole reason, the whole spirit behind VOC from a marketing perspective is, well, what do we tweak? What do we change? Should we change the verbiage on this? Is this landing? Is this hitting? Should we do something? It's that spirit of curiosity and wanting to take action that should permeate the entire enterprise, the whole company, the whole brand. Now, when you start thinking about it that way, and when you start thinking about what we were talking about previously, about the whole reason that we're doing CX in the first place is to improve our customers' experience and bring those experiences into line with what our brand promise is. Now you might think to yourself, well, why are we bothering with CSAT? Or why are we collecting NPS? Now, KPIs are important, and so, okay, you know, what gets measured gets managed. But I can give you your NPS and on a chart, month over month, or week over week, over quarter, and say, good luck, you know, managing that. With you don't have any sorts of insights as to why your customers are giving you a low CSAT score. You don't have any insight as to why your detractors in NPS are detractors. Well, you're not using the VOC for anything. In fact, you don't even have what I call customer insights. You just have a score, right? But if you stop and you reflect that the reason that you are trying to collect insights from your customers is that because what you want to do is drive that better alignment, that changes how you collect your VOC, what you ask, if you're going to ask at all, because you might not even have to do that. You could walk in your customer's shoes and experience being a customer for yourself and say, yeah, this is a real pain in the neck. Why do we have it this way? Right? You may interview your customers instead of sending out a survey. You may just frankly go down to your support team, go to your contact center. If it's a BPO, call up whoever you've offshored it to. Say, send me a Pareto chart of the reason codes for the tickets that we're opening on behalf of our customers who are contacting us because they're having problems. Well, guess what? That gives you at least the beginnings of the vector that you need to take in order to improve your customers' experiences. You don't need to overlay that with whether or not your customer would recommend you to their families and friends and colleagues or whatnot. That's great, and you love to hear that and pat yourself on the back if your NPS is through the roof. That's great, but do you know anything about what you would do or what you would change or what you improve as a result of that top line KPI? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm hearing is it's not that you shouldn't do those things. Those things are great, but it's just the beginning, right?
Yeah. And so in fact, go ahead.
So if we're seeing a different trend, we're moving downward, we don't know why, maybe use those results to go figure it out.
Yeah. Or call me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's the case. It's like, okay, great. If I don't know how many times, for example, if what you're using is those KPIs, that the NPS score, I mean, and you pick any one. I mean, I invented my own anyway, but even mine has that same shortcoming that's a KPI. I call it the brand alignment score. Instead of asking, hey, are you satisfied with us? Or, hey, would you recommend us? You just say, hey, we endeavor to be the discount brand. How are we doing? And there you go. You can develop a KPI out of that. But what's so much more important is what I call the amplification data, which is, oh, really? We're not meeting that score? But how so? Please elaborate. How could we have done, like, what part of your experience did not meet your expectation based on what we've told you our brand promise is? Oh, well, Doesn't that help? And another thing about this too is that if you're going to take any of these routes, if you're going to interview your customers, if you're going to rewrite and refine the questions that you ask when you survey, or if you walk in your customer's shoes, or if, like I said, you go to your contact center and your support, your care teams, and say, what are people, you know, what are the volumes of calls and what are people complaining about or what are their concerns? That's just the first step too. And you alluded to this actually, Kamala, yourself. And that just gives you the first thought. You want to validate, you want to verify these. Like, well, is that really what's happening? Let's walk through that ourselves and let's see what that experience is. Oh, you might be able to, and you probably will be able to refine and specify more explicitly what process, what part of your system it is that you need to improve when you do a little bit of investigation. That amplification data can be just as useless as that top level KPI if you're not willing to second guess it, validate it, verify it, dig into it a little bit more and investigate what's going on in your operations. But again, that's where it all comes down to. It's funny. I'll go on about customer. The name of the discipline is customer experience, but so much of the work is actually done internally. And I know we're going to talk about that as well, but it's that internal goal that you have that should drive all of your customer insights, VOC work. Why do I care? Why do I want to know? Oh, because I want to take action on it. I can't take action on the KPI, but I can take action on those operational shortcomings that I've discovered as a result of looking into my customers' insights.
Yeah, and I've been involved in a lot of projects on the operational side where it was my job to figure out what exactly was going on, which is why I know you can't trust what people put in a form fill. Because so often, and I can't tell you how many times I've run into this, they really, really like their sales rep, or they really, really, really like their support person, and they don't want to hurt their feelings and they don't want to get them in trouble. But, and if you can come at this from a very neutral place, nobody's going to get in trouble. This is very anonymous. I'm not going to say you're the one who said it. Then you can start building some trust and getting the real answers out. So I think if I could have anybody walk away with just one thing from what I'm saying, is you can't trust the form fills, and you actually have to do the relationship building and actually talking to them. Don't sit in a room and brainstorm what the issue is. Ask.
Yeah. Yeah. That you're absolutely right. And one of the things, and this is just a little bee in my bonnet, is something that I like to gripe about all the time. One of the worst things that happens, And it isn't a bad thing in as far as it exists. It's just that it's leveraged so poorly. And that is, whenever you have an interaction, be it sales or support or delivery or whatever it is, people want to break down the experience and survey at every little point. It almost always reflects on the individual or maybe the team that is doing that thing right there. And that's why when you go to an auto dealership, they're leaning on you for that 9 or 10 score. It's not because that person doesn't care. It's because that person is incentivized to get 9s and 10s on your NPS survey. Whereas if that person's boss wanted to improve your experience, he or she would be asking something different than, how likely, based on Bob's job as the salesperson when you came in, are you to recommend us as a dealership to somebody else? Now, if that boss was asking, hey, were there ways in which this wasn't the experience that you expected us to have? Please share that, right? But instead, that salesperson or that service technician at the shop or whatever it is gauged and a lot of times incentivized on what sort of score aggregates over the course of a month or over the course of a quarter. And it's like, well, that's why they're incentivized. That's why you get those entreaties from them to score them well. And that's why, by the way, those sorts of organizations rarely get actionable feedback.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they weren't looking for actionable feedback in the first place. So it's a bit of a garbage in, garbage out, but it's also a bit of a, well, that's what you asked for. And so you want a useless number, we'll give you a useless number.
That's such a great illustration, because I can think of times where my car ran great. So you're going to get a high rating. Was my experience good? No. You know, like, they don't have enough seating for people with disabilities or whatever. You know, it's like you're asking a question and you're going to get an answer to that question, but there's so many more questions you should be asking.
Well, how many times have you had a problem with a brand, product or service, doesn't matter, and you've had to contact, say, their contact center, contact their customer care team? And the experience, the reason for the contact is something that never should have been a problem. And it's sort of, you had one job. Why, how on earth did this fail? I'm already pretty pissed off. I'm going to call into the contact center. And I get this agent who is super helpful and positive and empathetic and efficient, gets everything squared away. But because it took me 20 minutes out of my day when that failure should never have happened in the first place, no, I'm giving you a two or a three. Well, guess who's going to get kicked in the teeth for that two or three? That agent. Not your brand, which is who deserves it, but that agent is going to get, you know, the bad mark.
Many times. Like, the agent was great, but is there a place for me to tell you how you need to change your product to make it more usable?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, clearly not. Because again, I would go back to the beginning of the conversation today. That's not what they're looking for. All they want is a score. They're not, their why, their Simon Sinek why is not, we want to improve the experience of our brand and drive alignment between that experience and what we intend for that experience to be. That's the reason you should be asking any question that you are asking or investigating in any way whatsoever, even if it's passive necessary. You go to Yelp reviews, for crying out loud. Here's what customers of ours are saying. Oh, well, there you go. There's a data point right there as well. Again, to your point, actually, Kamala, though, verify that and validate that and see that that's the case. But it's so much more valuable because it's something that's actionable. It's something that you can take to the bank and actually act upon.
Yeah. And I'm thinking through call analysis, some of the tools we have today with AI and working with unstructured data, they're great. But again, you have to keep in mind who they're speaking to, and that what you're hearing may not be the actual root issue. So validate.
Yep. Investigate with a curiosity.
Oh, I love that. Yes. It is in the why. It just is. Well, thank you so much for tackling this big topic. Tomorrow we're going to talk about why you should look outside of your go-to-market team when you're thinking of CX. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Revenue Marketing Report. Please tell two friends, subscribe, download, whatever you can helps. And for those of you looking for more great content like this, check out calibermind.com.